Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah, the podcast where right now I'm trying really hard not to make jokes that are in bad taste.
Sometimes succeed, but not always.
I don't know what it is. As soon as you press like the record button, all I want to do is just make jokes that we'll probably cut.
Yeah, let's just do a whole like hour of that.
Oh, do you guys want that? There's an hour of us making jokes that are just so offensive that no one should hear them.
That we then cut so you get a 5-minute episode.
Or we just bleep out all the offensive words.
So we could be talking about anything.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know who was invading who.
You wouldn't know who I'm saying when I say that is my favourite country.
We were just saying by the time this comes out, we've got no idea what that situation is going to be. So
no,
who knows? Probably. Maybe it will be our favourite country by then.
Yes. Although doubtful. I swear allegiance to the Führer. No, we'll probably cut this.
Yeah, well, we said we were going to make jokes that are probably in poor taste.
Yeah. Poorly tasting.
Poorly. Yes.
Oh, God. What are we talking about today, Thomas?
Buffy, the Slayer du Vampire.
Oh, God. Did you look that up or did you just know that?
No, I didn't just know anything. I just said words.
Oh, that sounded French.
That sounded French, but probably aren't.
Yeah. Should we check?
Yeah. Well, either way, I said vampire singular.
Oh, and would it not be that?
No, I think it would be Slayer of Vampires.
Buffy, the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy, le tueur de vampires.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Killer.
I like that. That sounds a lot more like Buffy the Vampire Killer. Yeah. Should I try and say it back? Buffy le tueur de vampires. I've still got the Russian.
You're still doing it Russian, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God, it's done all sorts of things. Hold on.
My daughter the vampire tour is not from the evening chain to the one to the next.
That sounds like French rapping, doesn't it? Let me try again. Buffy le tueur de vampire. I'm still doing the Russian twang. Shit. Forget it. Anyway, fucking hell, yeah, Buffy.
Buffy.
Well, if he's afraid of vampires, Amsterdam and the expensive swag scene.
Expensive vampires, swag scene. Amsterdam and the expensive swag scene. Those crazy Dutch.
Oh, that'd be a fucking kick-ass book, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just vampires in Amsterdam and an expensive swag scene.
Yeah, oh my God, that sounds awful. Yeah. That sounds like my dream life. Wow. Yeah, Buffy.
Yeah, do you know what? The Buffy, the intro and outro theme on 1.5 speed is fucking excellent. It's like, the drums are like death metal drums. It's great.
I've started to just like skip the like intros completely now.
Yeah, I had.
But yeah, I'll like listen because I watched a few of these on like double speed. A few of them I didn't because I was enjoying them. But I will listen out for that next time. Mm.
I don't know about that. I went to 1.5. I didn't go as far as double speed.
I mean, I go between like 1.77 and 1.84.
Oof, very specific.
Yeah. Because it does come a point where you just can't understand what they're saying anymore.
Yeah.
So you've got to like tread that line very carefully.
Mm.
Yeah. So I do tread the line. I walk the line like that Johnny Cash biopic.
That was famously at 1.77 speed.
Yeah.
Run the line, if you will.
So yeah, this episode we're talking about Lie to Me, The Dark Age, and What's My Line? Part
one. Yes.
Yeah, what did you think? I thought all his episodes were great.
I can't really remember enough about Lie to Me and The Dark Age. But I guess that means that they were fine. The double parter, I found the assassin group to just be utterly laughable. And just like, there are just several points that are making me go, oh, this is dumb. but I think I just need to chill a bit.
I had that a few times. My big thing, what I'm starting to get a bit aggravated with, is that looks like not everything can just happen to be in Sunnydale.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's sort of, like, not everything can happen to be, like, beneath the school, or, like, this fucking ancient crypt just happens to be in Sunnydale Cemetery. That's what's kind of bothering me, because, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just kind of bothered me that everything just happens to be so localized, like...
This is it, but I feel like I... Because I started to get... I have started to get irked by a few things that just seem ridiculous, just generally.
Mm.
But I think I need to just not apply... And I think it is worse because I read a lot of like fantasy fiction where like the world building is just airtight and it's and it's like much more kind of adult and yeah, written by people who fucking iron out all the creases in the entire arc of a story from start to finish, which with a TV show, when you don't know how many seasons is going to run, is a really hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And the whole Buffy as a whole is generally a bit more fun and frivolous anyway, so I think I just need to chill a bit is the main issue.
And also what's that, and like we'll like start being funny after this, but what's bothering me as well is that Buffy's not that super, you know?
No.
She's a slayer, but she gets her, and this is like a recurring thing, she gets her ass handed to her.
That's it, in this first episode, in Lie to Me, fucking Backstreet Boy. Like, he kicks her ass.
Yeah.
Or something. There's a point, maybe he creeps up on her or something, but like, he's just a regular fucking human and she's the slayer.
She's meant to be stronger than the average vampire.
Yeah.
And yet she's just, she's not. She's not, she knows more skills, but she doesn't appear to be any stronger than like the average like 18-year-old male.
Yeah.
That she comes across.
There does seem to be quite a lot of fluctuation in how strong or able to fight people are or aren't in general, depending on how well it fits the situation.
Yeah. So we're starting with Lie to Me. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you? Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, fucking hell, Drusilla's trying to chat up a little boy. You know?
Yeah, she's trying to lure a boy away. Yeah. From...
It's like, oh, do you know that my mummy used to, like, catch a lamb and... like, throw it in a pot alive and feed it to us to cure our colds. And the boy's like, I'm not supposed to talk to strangers. She's like, I'm not a stranger. You know me. I just introduced myself.
Yeah.
Like, no, you didn't. You just told me that your mom used to boil lambs. She's like, yeah, that's called a Gaelic hello.
Yeah. Oh, their wool sunk to the bottom.
So I used to pull it out and spit it around my finger, would use that as dental floss. It was 1812, but
I invented dental floss.
Yeah. My name is Drusilla Crest. See, now we're friends. Anyway, Angel shows up and he just says, like, run home, boy, Forrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, if that was an option, he's been waiting there for hours.
Yeah, also, what an irresponsible mother. Like,
I mean, yeah.
It is fucking dark and he's like 8 at the oldest.
Yeah.
That is, and you know what goes on in this town.
Yeah. Terrible.
Maybe she left him there on purpose.
Maybe that kid is bad news.
Yeah, maybe she's like, I hope you get taken by a vampire.
And she was watching from the bushes. Yeah. She's like, oh, fuck, it's that one who just talks about lambs and cauldrons and shit.
But yeah, Angel shows up and the kid runs. And then just is like, oh, Angel. But yeah, they have a little canoodle. Not canoodle, they just talk.
A canoe?
They have a canoe.
They go canoeing.
Yeah. She's like, I also invented canoes. He's like, I think you say things that aren't true. But yeah, Buffy sees them. But I feel like Buffy's like patrolling pattern is just... She, like, throws a dart on a map of the town and says, okay, I'll go there tonight.
Yeah. I mean, most of the town seems to be graveyard.
Yeah, graveyard or high rises, I guess. And she walks amongst both.
Yeah. But apparently there are 43 churches in Sunnydale.
Is it?
Giles says in one of these episodes. I can't remember if it's one we're doing this week or next week.
Like, yeah, maybe, like, they do, like, the extra praying because of all the bad shit that happens.
Yeah.
I'm like, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Small town, though.
Small town.
Must be every other building.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. But yeah, she sees him talking and she's like, yeah. Next day, Giles is like, oh, Buffy, you look fucking tired. Why don't you take the night off patrolling?
You look like shit, Buffy.
Yeah, you look like you rubbed your face in a pile of dinosaur poo like that scene in Jurassic Park, which is only like 4 years old at this point. So this is a very topical joke.
Look at me, up to date with cinema.
Yeah. But yeah, she's like, no, I'm fine.
No, I'm fine, mate.
Yeah, but fucking what happens? Fucking Ford. Thomas Ford. Jefferson Ford.
And I mean, is this guy in the Backstreet Boys?
He ought to be.
Because that he looks it.
He's
freaky
as fuck. He was in this other show called Roswell, if you remember that being a thing.
I do not.
I never watched it because I was like, ugh, aliens. But like the theme tune was Dido's I am all right? No, Here With Me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a good use of a thing, a song, I guess.
Well done, Dido.
Yeah, well done, Dido. I don't know where the fuck you are now, even though I've read your Wikipedia.
Still looking
page.
For the L.
That should be a comeback song.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm looking for the L. Because my mom couldn't spell. I was like, ah, oh, your lovely vibrato is missing as ever.
All right, Buffy's really happy to see Mr. NSYNC.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you since that time in 12th grade where I sat on a record player until I came. And he's like, ew.
Are you telling me you're the one who broke my record player? Anyway, Ford, you're the guest character in this episode. Do you want to just tell us the way in which you're a villain now, or shall we wait and find out?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, let's wait and find out.
Yes, I got transferred here by my school because Sunnydale does an excellent
vampire program. Oh. I mean, oh.
And Buffy's like, oh my God, we should go to Bronze tonight. And they're like, yeah, let's go to Bronze.
Yeah, let's go to Bronze.
So they go to the Bronze.
Oh yeah, and she sees Angel and he was like, I wasn't doing anything last night.
She's like, I started with a spooky chick. He's like, no, you didn't.
I went to do the spoonerism on spooky chick and it came out as a racial slur, so I stopped myself.
But yeah, he's like, no, I wasn't. I was doing something else last night. And Buffy's like, I saw you. Or maybe she doesn't confront him, but he lies anyway.
Yeah, he lies. And then she has a mysterious and confused look on her face.
Yeah.
Because her boyfriend's lying to her.
Yeah. So she goes into the Bronze and she's like, Ford, do you want to just bump and grind into my boyfriend and tells me the truth? And he's like, okay.
Okay, bends over and starts twerking.
He's like, Backstreet's back, all right. Hey. But yeah, and then fucking, what happens? They go outside for a reason?
For a reason, probably.
They exit the Bronze.
Yes.
And Buffy hears a cat and a woman running or something. And she's like,
oh yeah, and it turns out it's some vamps that need vamping.
Yeah. So she goes and she kung fu fights them.
Yeah.
Ford sees them. She's like, oh, there was a cat and I killed it? It was a bad cat.
Yeah.
It was a cat that I just really hate cats for.
It was a like, cat dog.
Yeah.
One of those ones with a dog, a head on its ass.
And I was like, one fine day, there was just a wolf and a purr. And then Ford's like, oh, I thought you were just playing a vampire. And she's like, whiting on what? And it's like, I know you're the Slayer, Buffy. And she's like, oh, cool.
Oof.
But yeah, and then Ford fucking goes to his little vampire sex club.
Yeah, his little poser vamp club with their capes.
And they're all like, oh, the blah, blah, blah. That's my impression of the blonde. And she's like, oh, is our time coming soon? And he's like, yeah, it's coming soon. And then he's like lip syncs to something that happens on the TV, like a film.
Backstreet's Back.
Yeah.
The music video.
He's like, move around, like he does, I don't care. If you move around, let me hear you. Yeah. Woo! Because I got around and back again. Yeah, 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 yeah. In my original. But yeah, then Willow fucking gets a surprise. a surprise visit from Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Will, I need you to look up this Ford guy because I don't trust him. She's like, okay, but since you're here, you got to do something for me. And he's like, what? She's like, I got a boil that needs freezing off of my uterus.
I think that's one of your ovaries.
Oh, is that why it's been hurting so much every time I menstruate? I was like, I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I'm not an expert, Willow.
Yeah, this seems more like a family physician thing.
I don't know what you think a vampire is.
Well, since you're so dead and cold, I thought you could blow into me like you got ice breath and freeze it away.
I want you to inflate me, Angel.
Yeah, inflate me like a fucking dead balloon.
I made a mistake coming in.
I should have just gone to the internet cafe down the corner and tried myself. But I am interested to see what is wrong with you down there. So maybe I will do what you ask. But I kind of feel sick at the same time. Well, let's just do it anyway. So she lays on the bed and he puts his head down there and he's like, I can't see anything, but I can blow if you wish. And she's like, yeah, why not? So he does. And she's like, oh, that's all cold and clammy. And he's like, what did you expect?
I don't know what you expected with it.
But most importantly, does your uterus feel bad? She's like, no. He's like, no. Well,
it never felt bad in the first place. Yeah.
But now I took a photo with this Polaroid camera and I'm going to show it to Buffy. And he's like, oh, no.
So that's why you're wearing a full face of makeup and you aren't in any other scene.
Oh my god. Yeah, they look up Ford and he hasn't transferred to Sunnydale High.
There's no record of him at all.
No. So at school, Willow tries to avoid Buffy for obvious reasons. She's like, oh, I really want to show you this photo, but I don't because it's bad. But no, because she knows that Ford's a liar.
Yes.
But yeah, Giles tells Buffy. No, Giles is like, oh, Buffy, we need to do secret things. And she's like, Giles, it's okay, Ford knows. He's like, oh,
is that?
You haven't been telling anyone about your secret identity, have you? She's like, what?
What did you say, Giles? Again, your accent is just incomprehensible.
Okay, sorry, let me take this plum out of my mouth. Why I say, guys, you haven't told anyone about your secret identity, have you? She's like, no, we figured it out with context clues.
Impressive.
He should be a watcher.
He should be a watcher, yeah.
But yeah, they go out walking at night, her and Ford, and she's like, here's a tour of the Sunnydale.
Here's a tour.
Here's a tour of the tune. It only lasts 10 minutes because everything's right next to each other.
But, here are all 43 churches.
Yeah. Yeah, they see two vampires running out of the school.
Yeah.
And Buffy's like, stay here, I got secret stuff to do, secret squirrel stuff to do. That she runs and she attacks a vamp and she stakes him. Ford, like, gets involved with the other vamp. He's like, you got 5 seconds to tell me. No, tell me what I want to know and I let you live.
Yeah, as if he could hold that vampire down.
Right?
Like...
But, I mean, according to, like, Sunnydale rules, he probably could.
Yeah,
you know?
Just whoever needs to be as strong as they need to be at any point, fine.
But, yeah, Buffy comes back and he's like, oh, I staked the vampire and she just turned to dust. It was awesome.
It was awesome. And look how, like, dusty I am.
Yeah, look. Beaten with a fucking rug beater thingy and I would be all like a dusty rug, I guess.
I need you to call me a dusty rug, Buffy.
Yeah, call me a dusty rug.
So you're a dusty rug and I'm going to beat you with my rug dust.
I'm going to put this stake in my anus and this cross in my urethra. And I'm just saying, Buffy... I'm a dusty rug, brackets muncher. Anyway, so
Angel and Willow and Xander go and find Ford's spooky vamp yeah, loving club.
Buff, no, Willow's like, oh, the only thing I could find is his name was associated with this place, and I was like, that's weird. But okay.
Yeah, this is very how very convenient.
Yeah, maybe he set up the club.
Yeah, maybe he's the registered founder. Yeah. I've gone to lengths to make sure there's no other paper trail, but the main spooky thing I'm going to do, I'm going to attach my name to.
But yeah, they go there, they meet everyone, and the blonde girl, who is actually a recurring character in this show and in Angel. And
is she?
Yeah, and in Angel, like, she is the same person, but they never reference that they know each other. But she's the same character, like, and it's, I thought that was really cool. Anyway, yeah, she's like, oh, you a fan of the Dark Ones? And Angel's like, you're an idiot. You think the vampires are, like, these, like, blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, everyone there is brought into the, like, Anne Rice idea of, like, a vampire. So all vampires being sort of like what Angel is, and they're all idiots for it.
Yeah.
And Angel says as much.
And they're like, no, man, go away. You're hushing our vibe.
Yeah. And the Willow's like, oh, now no one's going to talk to us. Quickly blow into my uterus again.
Not now, Willow.
But it's feeling itchy.
But I brought my Polaroid.
But yeah, Buffy, like, is back at the library. Should we just make new words for library?
Yeah.
Like Libris, that sounds.
Liberace.
Cool. Yeah. And her and Jenny and Giles are talking about stuff and the vamps on camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The vampus.
The vampus.
Is on campus.
Well, she technically is, because she fucking, she runs out of the office with holding a special book.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, stick my book.
Smashes the window of the library.
Yeah.
And yeah, oh, I took a book.
Yeah. And like, they're all like, oh, that was the same vamp. No, Buffy's like, that's the vampire that Forrest said he called.
Yeah.
Like, why would he lie? And Buffy's like, I didn't know.
I don't know.
Oh, but look down here. Here's this picture in this book of the vampire. It's like Angel talking to her. Giles like, oh, that's Drusilla. She was made very weak in Prague because of the thing. It was very traumatic because she's still weak as piss now.
Yeah.
Even though nothing magical happened whatsoever. There was just a mob. Anyway, so fucking Buffy's all like disgruntled.
Yes, and Ford, we see Ford go and offer himself to Spike.
Yeah. Spike showed a lot of leniency in this moment. I was impressed and surprised.
He could have just killed him.
Yeah, he should have. But yeah, Ford's like, oh.
But he does hand it. He does deliver the Slayer, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, he does all the things. Like, I'm just amazed that Spike holds up his end of deals for no reason, really.
Yeah.
Hmm. But yeah, Ford's like, I'll deliver you the Slayer. You make me a vampire. And Spike's like, I've only known you like 5 minutes. I don't really fancy you living forever and blah, blah, blah. But Ford convinces him, and then that's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, nah, you're all right, you are, mate. Ford, was it? Right.
But yeah, Angel goes to tell Buffy about Ford. He's not who she thinks she is. And Buffy's like, who's Drusilla? And he's like,
Yeah. Ooh.
But he's like, oh, I made her a vampire. And she's like, ew. But yeah, Ford asks Buffy out the next day.
Yes.
He's like, come and meet me at this warehouse. There's gonna be a party.
This warehouse?
Yeah. Come and meet me at this warehouse. There's gonna be a party. I promise you there'll be no vampires there. So yeah. Ford goes to the club and starts prepping everything, and everyone thinks they're gonna be changed. I felt really bad for everyone.
Yeah. They haven't done anything wrong except be stupid.
Yeah. Isn't that a crime?
So maybe they should die.
Yeah, Buffy shows up and she's like, Ford, this is wrong. And he's like, I don't. And what? All the tumors are liquefying my brain, are right? She's like, that's like, not a fair question.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have a choice. She's like, you do have a choice. You don't have a good choice, but you have a choice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then fucking the sundown happens and cars pull up. It's like, da, 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 da. Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, the vampires are here.
And I got really quite scared at this point because I thought this is actually a very scary situation.
Yeah.
And Buffy's like, fuck, 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 fuck. And she tries to get everyone
Imagine her like running. She's actually a bit more calm than that. She's running around going fuck, 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 fuck.
But yeah, Spike and the people show up, and Buffy's like, everyone needs to get out of here now. This isn't your drink on chew, this isn't all you can eat buffet. Not, not Buffy.
Dick in, everyone.
Oh my God. And Ford like knocks her down the stairs and she passes out for a little bit. Spike and his lackeys show up and start like tormenting everyone and feeding and shit. It's all horrible. And then Buffy does a fucking Superman jump up on the railing to grab Drusilla, who's hiding in the corner with her little fucking slip and her lamb fantasies, I guess. And
and her dental floss and a canoe.
And Buffy puts a steak to her throat and she's like, oh no.
That's not where your steak is.
Spike, she put the steak in the wrong place.
She made a mistake.
I also invented puns. Yeah. Yeah, Buffy's like, you let everyone go or your girlfriend fits in an ashtray. And he's like, let them go. And everyone goes,
I don't want her to fit in an ashtray.
And Buffy throws Drusilla onto him, fucking runs out and slams the door. And Spike's like, where's the door handle?
He's like, womp womp.
Yeah. And then Buffy's like, the others meet her outside. And they're like, oh, Buffy. And she's like, it's okay. They're contained for now. But we've got to come back in the morning. And Willow's like, wow. She's like, for the body. It's like, oh. Because, yeah, fucking Ford sits sitting inside.
Yeah. And then we cut to graveyard. And they're all just sort of chatting.
Yeah.
You think they're all just sort of sitting, chatting in a graveyard.
Yeah, Buffy and Hilo. And Buffy's like, why do people lie? And he's like, I don't know, Buffy. And then Ford rises up.
Or maybe
up.
I do.
Ford rises up and she stakes him. I'm like, oh, that's sad. All this to become a vampire. And he only lived like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not really him. It's just his body with a demon in it.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
It's okay. He can still be in the band. And then, fuck it, end of episode. And then we paraglide into the fucking Dark Age.
Straight into the Dark Age.
I thought this episode was awesome. I mean, this was probably my favourite of the bunch.
I can't really remember what happened.
It's
in
the one
this
with
episode.
The demon that Giles had invoked when he was a kid. Like a ute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just fine.
This one I watched on normal speed. I was that impressed with it. Yeah, fucking rando guy shows up at the library. He's like, I need to find Rupert Giles. He's not English. I need to find Rupert Giles.
We need to find Rupert Giles.
We need to find Rupert Giles. Like, what's wrong with your voice? Like, oh, I swallowed a flute. Oh, I swallowed. Oh, I've got a stent in my neck. Because I broke my spine as a kid. This is the only thing supporting me. He's like, oh, we need to find Rupert Giles. And the caretaker's like, he's in the library. He's like, oh, okay. The guy tries to go to the library, but a fucking zombie woman comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, zombies the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I've been zombie.
Santini, or...
I think she just strangles him.
She strangles him. She sings that zombie song by the Cranberries. And everyone's like, oh, topical. She's dead now. The woman and the woman in the band.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah, she died like, what, 2019, I think?
Oh, dang. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, there were jokes that I hope that she doesn't become a zombie because of that.
Zombie!
Like that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny stuff, internet.
Yeah. I like the Cranberries. I like four of their songs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What's your favourite?
Probably Zombie.
Really? I don't like that one.
I can't remember what the other ones are now. I'm trying to think.
I like Linger.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, I mean, you just say Linger once, not Linger. This is for a Trini's release. Yeah, Fighting Cranberries. They should do the Buffy theme too.
Yeah.
Like, Buffy! The vampires! Oh, but yeah, Giles has fucking demon nightmares.
Fucking demon nightmares.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that was bad.
Oh, that was a bad demon nightmare.
And he just wet the bed, but it's all green because it's demon wee. He's like, oh, demon wee.
Buffy, I've had the demon wee. It's very serious, Bobby.
But yeah, like the trio at school were like, I wonder what Jazz was like as a kid. But he's like, please, like he was like born in tweed and it was like diapers are made of tweed. And then he shows
up. They were
up
not a good design.
Yeah, they were not absorbent. Or maybe they were too absorbent.
Maybe they absorbed his dick.
Yeah. He's a eunuch, Willow.
Never use tweed diapers.
Bloody delivery. Oh, blood. So I wrote Giles needs Buffy to keep watch over a bloody delivery to the hospital.
Keep watch over this bloody delivery, Buffy.
But yeah, he's like, no, blood's going to be delivered to the hospital, Buffy. I need you to watch out in case vampire tried to steal it.
Yes.
She's like, fine.
Yeah, but then Angel turns up.
Yeah.
Saves the day and is like, yeah, everyone knows about delivery night. Yeah, so this must happen every time.
Right.
Blood gets delivered to the hospital.
And there's always a pair of fake vampire doctors waiting to take it.
Yeah.
So everyone outside the hospital must die.
No, yeah, that blood, that hospital never gets blood.
Yeah. Or maybe Angel's always there.
Yeah. But then I thought that was going to go in the direction of Buffy assumes that Angel's there to help and say it's make sure the hospital gets the blood, but actually he needs it.
Yeah.
So he takes it. But then it doesn't really go that way, and I hoped it would.
Yeah. I reckon he like takes like a pack and then delivers the rest.
Yeah.
Just like, so we can get a little taste.
Mm. Just this one more.
Yeah. Anyway, fucking hell. Giles and Jenny catch up and have a little kiss, and then Giles goes to the librarium. The librarium.
That's what the Romans called it.
Really?
No.
Hey, they go to the librarium, and he's like, the police there. And the woman's like, you, Rupert Giles. It's like, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Ah, nice. You bet you guys have fucking missed that. But yeah, the woman's like, there's been a homicide life in the street. And Giles is like,
oh, dear.
And yeah, and then Cordelia shows up and acts in pain. And he's like, Cordelia. And she's like, what? And he's like, come back later. She's like, oh, fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's taken to identify the body.
Yes.
And they're like, do you know what that tattoo is on his arm? And then there's this weird fork one. He's like, no, I've got no idea what that is. But it clearly does. You can see in his eyes.
Hmm.
I was like, if I was a detective, I'd be looking at him very closely right now. I'd be like,
Yeah, your eyes.
Look all knowy.
Hmm.
Like a librarian.
It's like, but your body. Your body is telling me yes.
And Buffy's at the hospital. She thwarts the vampire blood delivery thing. Giles was meant to be there, but he didn't show up. And that makes Buffy's worried.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, Giles is never tired here. She goes to his house and she's like, Giles!
You're never tardy. Stop being tardy, Giles.
He's like, well, actually, I didn't show at all, so your terminology is incorrect. She's like, okay.
Bye.
I'll just go sit by this fountain until you feel better. No, he's like, Buffy, go away. I'll see you tomorrow.
Mm.
She's like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine, Buffy. It's clearly not. He clearly had the fucking worst night of his life.
Mm.
But yeah.
He was drinking.
Yes.
Getting drunk.
Alcohol. I don't know. I said that like in like a wistful kind of way. I can't stand it anymore. I'm like, Giles! And he gets more drunk and he phones people to find out stuff. And everyone he phones is like, the person you're looking for is dead. So he crosses their name off a list and the only two people left on the list are him and Ethan Rain from the Halloween episode.
Yeah, from the costume shop.
I did the fucking Hunger Games noise again.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
Nice. Spooky, spooky.
Yes.
I need a new spooky noise. Hey, I just scream at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, really tense and ominous moments.
Oh, God. Anyway, the body of the man in the morgue comes back to life. And he puts the fucking attending doctor into the freezer. I was like, that poor guy.
Yeah, but also, it's obviously openable from the inside because he got out.
That's very true. So maybe they all are.
Yeah.
Just in case. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, so we get a shoehorned convenient reason for why they're all in school on a Saturday.
Yeah, remedial IT.
Yeah, consisting of just Xander and Cordalia.
They're like, tap, 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 tap on their computers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who are getting quite... I had, for the last few episodes, been enjoying Xander and Cordelia's little sort of...
I think Cordelia's my favourite character, you know. I've been enjoying watching her the most in this show.
She's getting more tolerable for me now.
Yeah.
She's less of a blatantly horrific person in this season and more of just an idiot.
Yeah, I just think she's... Her and Xander are the funniest, for sure.
Yeah, Xander makes a lot of attempts at being funny and some of them hit.
Yeah. I'd say most of them hit. I laugh at most of the stuff he says.
Yeah.
Cordelia, I like her charisma, Carpenter.
I like her carpentry.
I like the way she fucking makes that table. Make that into a euphemism.
Oh, yeah. Look at her make that table. Such charisma.
Oh, God, but Buffy's like, Giles. And then Cordelia's like, probably the homicide thing. And Buffy's like, what? And Cordelia's like, the homicide guys are here. Buffy's like, ugh. So she goes to the library.
Do you mean murderers? Yeah, the homicide guys.
Yeah, you know. Like, no.
That band, the killers?
I like one of their songs. Buffy goes to the library and finds Ethan Rain there. Why did she? Oh, in the stacks. That's it.
Rootling around in the stacks for some reason.
And he's like, I knew Giles and he was just a boy. And Buffy's like, well, I knew him.
But he was a fetus.
Yeah. I was there when his dad impregnated his mother.
I am his mother.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But yeah, she calls Giles and says, Giles, what's the mark of Igon? And he's like, oh, fuck. I guess I'm going to come into school now, haven't I? So he comes in and Ethan's there. And they're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, not this guy.
Ethan's about. it's fucking worse than Jeremy Vito, I'll tell you that.
Don't let him open a costume shop. He'll try it. Look at him over there.
Don't you let him get his little hand near a costume, I'll tell you that, Buffy. Anyway, fucking hell. Everyone shows up and so does the dead guy.
Is that what you've written?
So Buffy locks him in a cage, then Giles shows up and he's like, oh fuck, this has all gone Pete Tong. And Ethan's like, hello Ripper.
Hello Ripper.
And Cordelia's like, why do you call him Ripper? And then Giles fucking like manhandles him and Cordelia's like, oh, that's why.
Rupert the Ripper.
Yeah. I loved seeing Giles be all like hardcore.
It's quite sexy.
But yeah, Ethan's like, oh, you've been having the dreams. And Giles is like, oh, I've been having the demon dreams. He's like, you'd have the demon wee. He's like, of course. Of course.
Of course, I have had the demon wee. Le pipi de demon.
And then dead guy breaks out of the cage and everyone's like, ah.
Yeah, out of library jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he smashes out the door and bashes Jenny in the head.
Yeah, she's like, oh, fuck.
And she's like,
head.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I lost control of my bowels.
And now I am zombie.
Oh, Jenny, I like that cranberry song. But yeah, the guy fucking goos up and then the goo touches Jenny and we see her ankle twitchy, twitchy. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, tomfoolery.
What'd you call me?
Sorry. Yeah, Buffy's like, Giles! And he's like, God, stay out of this. Is grown-up business, Buffy.
Yes, go away, children.
Go away. Go play with your mummy's dollhouse. She's like... That was a bad insult, but it hurt.
It was more the way you said it than what you actually said.
So fucking yeah. Willow and the guys are doing research. Willow's like, bah, 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 bah,
bah. Yeah, just like mime typing and doing that. And then Buffy sort of slides a computer in front of her.
Yeah, this is obviously your first time on set. You know, you don't need to sing the music. Someone composes it and puts it on afterwards. And we're like, oh, okay. So I don't need to make my own sound effects. So when something shocking happens, should I make like ominous violin music? If you can make violin music with your mouth, you're in the wrong profession. I can try. No.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No. Just make typewriter sounds. Okay. thunk.
Click, 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 click. Yeah. Poor Lee Red.
Oh, God. Would I have made that theme tune now? I don't know. But yeah, they find out that people would invoke the demon to get high. But if you let the demon in too long, you die.
Yeah.
Buffy's like, we don't make up songs.
Stop it, Willow. Jesus.
Like, oh, but I wrote that one earlier. She's like, obviously.
This is an art attack, Willow. Or fucking Blue Peter.
But yeah, they're like, but the demon can also take possession of a dead person or someone who's unconscious. And then Xander's like, Jenny was unconscious. Or someone says, Jenny was unconscious. All five of them at the same time go, Jenny was unconscious, but there's only four of them, so it's really spooky. And the fifth person says, Jenny's unconscious. They're like, oh, there's a ghost in here.
And Willow goes, ooh wee. Or whatever the spooky noise is. Buffy slaps her. Stop it.
Oh, God. So, yeah, back at the apartment, Jenny's getting frisky with Giles. And Giles's like, no, Jenny, you've just had a serious ordeal.
You've just been knocked out. I'm not going to get into a serious ordeal, Rupert.
He's like, surely I'll be getting into a serious ordeal.
Let's get into a serious ordeal together.
Yes. Let's call my vagina ordeal. And you're going to get into it. It will be serious. He's like, oh, I like where this is going, Jenny. Let's say more words. Brisket. And
so send me over the edge. And she demons out.
Yeah, she's like, you've got me under your skin. And he's like, and then she fucking, like, gets a weird... And he, like, hits her, didn't he? And then her face changes.
Her face changes.
Something like that. I just remember it made me feel sick. It, like, triggered my phobia thing. It was all, like, holes in her skin.
Mm.
And, like, bits peering out. And I was like, ugh, this is fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Fucking... Put it away, Jenny.
Yeah, put it away. Put your fucking holes away. So Giles. I don't want to see your ordeal.
And then Buffy turns up and saves Giles.
She does. And then Jenny fucking flies out the window.
Ca-ca! Like that.
In slow motion as well.
Does she?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I saw her fall for a long time. Then Buffy's like, Giles, tell me everything.
And so he does.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Buffy. Oh, vampire. Oh, not vampire. Demon, even.
Oh, demon.
Oh, I did this thing and it's bad. And
Igon. Is it Igon?
Yeah, my baby Igon. She makes your Igon. And Buffy's like, Giles.
Why you gotta be so stupid?
Yes, he's like, calm down, Buffy. You sound like you're having an ordeal. And then she's like...
I just have one of those.
Yes.
Wouldn't recommend it.
You think it's going to be lovely, and it turns out to be like a fucking soggy jam tart. Unusable and awful for everyone. Anyway. But yeah, Buffy like goes like, oh, I need to go home and fucking rescue Ethan. And Giles is like, Buffy, be careful. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, be careful. He might even say be careful. He just says, I'm sorry. Buffy, I'm sorry, be careful, thank you. And then she's like, I know you're sorry. And she, and I was like, don't give him a fucking hard time for something he did when he was like a kid.
Yeah, she does stupid shit all the time.
Yeah, oh, she fucking bones a vampire and let him into her house.
Yeah.
He could be pretending.
He's playing a real long game if he is.
He's got time.
True.
Yeah, she gets to the Halloween shop because, of course, that's must be the only place where Ethan is.
Yeah.
She goes to the shop and Ethan's there. And he knocks her out with a plank.
Yeah.
He ties her up and he's like, I'm going to tattoo you. Like, as in ink you, not sing you the songs of that Russian girl band. You know.
Make all the things they said run through your head.
Or Yosha Sosoma in Russian. Pick on, Buffy. Anyway, yeah. And he's like, I'm going to put my tattoo on you. So the demon thinks that you're the me and I'm not the me.
Yes.
And this will work because, according to me, the demon doesn't have eyes.
He just goes by where the tattoo is.
Yes. But yeah, he does. He fucking tattoos her. Buffy can't escape because her slayer powers only happen on a full moon. And yeah. Then fucking demon. What's the demon's name again?
Igon.
That's the mark of Igon. Is a demon called Igon as well?
Oh, I assumed so, but now I don't know.
Maybe it is. If it's the mark of Igon, you think the demon is called Igon.
It doesn't. His eyes are gone.
Yes. That's why he needs a tattoo to know who to kill.
Because even people without eyes can see tattoos?
No, he can just sense it because it's his mark of Igon. Anyway, Jenny shows up. She's like, "Oh, where's my fucking mark?" And he's like, "It's on this girl here."
All right, chaps. Don't piss me about. Where's my fucking mark?
I don't want a fucking ordeal. You're showing me fucking mark. And she's like, Buffy. In the meantime, Willow's had a fucking brilliant idea. Because someone says something like, "Oh, stuff." And Willow's like,
And they're just there going, "Ooh," and at each other.
And Willow goes, "Ding, a light bulb above my head." And Joss is like, you can't say that.
So we'll put the light bulb in above your head. Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, "Okay." Willow exits stage left.
But yeah, fucking hell, fighting ensues, and then the cavalry shows up, and then so does fucking Angel.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't skipped a load, have I?
No, I've just written way too many words in my notes. I have no idea where the fuck we are.
Angel shows up.
At the end, yeah. Basically, right?
Yeah, Angel shows up, and he's like, strangle, and Jenny's like,
Willow's big plan was to go and get Angel.
Yeah. And so the demon jumps from Jenny into Angel, but Angel's already got a fucking demon inside him, bumming him from the back. And then the fucking they fight internally, and the
you can't handle double penetration.
No, his holes rupture, and fucking Igon leaks out and evaporates like a fucking pile of dust.
Yeah, pile of dust.
Yeah, and then Buffy gives exposition. She's like, "Willow, you knew that the demon wouldn't be able to survive if it jumped into Angel." And I was like, obviously, like, just seen it happen.
And Angel says, "Yeah, I've had a demon in me for a couple hundred years or whatever. I figured it's taken a hold and isn't going to give up without a fight."
Yeah.
I was like, thank you, characters.
Thank you, because I obviously wouldn't have known what was going on if you hadn't said so.
I wouldn't have put it together.
Yeah, and then I was like, why is it okay if you do it? Yeah, and then fucking Jenny, Giles takes Jenny home, but the next day she just doesn't want really want to be around him, and Giles is all hurt.
Yes.
Giles is like, "Oh, Jenny." She's like, "Oh, no, Giles. I've been through an ordeal." But yeah, Ethan fucks off. And
yeah, scurries away back to his cavern.
Back to England, I guess.
Yeah, his cavern.
Yeah.
Defeated.
Yeah.
But he'll be back, I'm sure.
He is back. Twice, actually. Once next season, and again in season 4. And then I think they had to die after that.
Ooh.
So I'm sure he had a good life.
Hey, he made 4 appearances in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's fucking more than
most people in the world.
Yes, more. Who's an actor? It's more than fucking
Will Smith.
Yeah, where's he now?
Don't see him in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ah, yeah. Anyway, fucking hell. Buffy and Giles have a heart to heart, and Buffy's like, "Oh, I'm so glad you know you fucked up as a kid." And Giles' like, "Oh, now I'm just like you." Buffy's like, "Thank you, but also fuck you."
Yeah. That's fair, Buffy.
Yeah, credits. And then fucking, "What's my fucking line? What's my fucking line?" Part 1.
Quite.
Anyway, it's fucking career fair.
Career fair.
Everybody's getting jobs. Da-na-na-na. Somebody's gonna be a baker. Somebody's gonna run a club. Somebody's gonna make some ice cream. Somebody's gonna fall in love. Oh, God.
Nice. Buffy.
What?
I clearly went meant to write, "It's a career quiz, but Buffy's fate is sealed." But I wrote, "Buffy's fate is seals."
It says here I have to go to Canada and take part in the annual seal call. was like, oh, fucking hell.
I'll get my bashing stick.
Yeah. Well, you are the Slayer buff. You could do it in double the time. Mm. Just look at those helpless baby seals urinating on the ice because of fear. And just bury your heart away and club away. You get paid per seal, so no skimping. Oh, God. What a barbaric fucking pastime, cunts. Anyway, fucking hell, Buffy feels like her fate is inevitable, so she's like, I don't want to do the quiz. And Willow's like, but quizzes? Buffy's like, oh,
quizzes.
Oh, my God, if Willow was the kind of person who said that like that, I would not want to be her friend. Oh, if I know, Buffy, we get to do quizzes.
Quizzes. Oh. We must do quizzes, Buffy.
I'm going to sharpen my number two pencil. Oh, God. Go sit on the other table, you loser. Take your typewriter with you. Make sure it's clean, though. Anyway, fucking Ozander's like, but Buffy, don't you think that you could do things?
And she's like, no.
I'm probably going to be dead by the time I'm 21.
By the time I get to do things.
Yeah.
By the time there are any things to do.
Anyway, fucking hell, Spike is getting...
He's having one of his nerds read him a book.
Yeah, I said a bookish lackey. Oh, God, Spike's like, yeah, fucking tell me what's in the book. And the guy's like, well, I can't just...
No, but Spike,
and he's like, how about a little bit of pain to... spur you on.
Yes.
He's gonna punch in the gut.
Punch you in your head to help you read better.
Yeah. Also, why are you wearing glasses, you remember? Yeah. But yeah, Drusilla's like, Spike, he can't help you.
Yeah, they're both of their accents are starting to piss me off.
Spike's, I think I like, because it sounds like just a regional like London accent to me.
Not just, to me.
Really?
He sounds American, like an American trying to do an English accent to me.
I honestly didn't think he was until I heard him in
English. I can't. He says can't.
Yeah, but I've heard British people say that. He's because it doesn't sound out of place with the accent that he does.
Yeah, it does to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Drusilla just sounds stupid, I think.
Yeah.
I like her more than I ever did.
Yeah.
But I still think she's dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like, Spike, can't help you. And he's like, oh love, why don't you fucking calm down? He's like, he needs a special thing, Spike. Look at my card. And he's like, it's not my birthday. She's like, no, read the inside.
I invented birthday cards, Spike.
He's like, oh, Drusilla. But it's okay, I get your point. He needs a thing. It's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, lackey. Bookish lackey.
Go and get the bookish lackey thing that you need.
Yeah.
From the lackey crypt.
But yeah, no. Buffy fucking sees... She goes out fucking patrolling in the fucking dark later that night, and she sees the guy break into a tomb.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no.
Oh, he's stealing from the tomb.
He shouldn't be taking that, should he?
He shouldn't be taking that.
Then fucking they fight, and then another guy comes and she stakes him, and we get a cutaway shot of his ashes flying in a pond. And I was like, that was weird.
Didn't notice that.
It was like a long shot of his ashes like scattering in the pond. And I was like, okay. But yeah, Buffy tells Giles.
Yeah, and Giles is like, did you go and look into what it was they were stealing? She was like, No,
I was too busy thinking about my time with Angel last night, because she had a little rendezvous with Angel in her fucking room, and he was like, what do you want to do? She's like, I don't know, I like ice skating. He's like, let's go ice skating tomorrow. She's like, okay, I'll bring my ice skates that I obviously already have.
Yes.
Yeah, because she loves the ice capades.
She fucking loves it. Yeah. Which loves is like getting all slippery. Yeah.
She loves skating on hard white things. Like Angel's abs. Oh, you know, they get their career test back, and what does Xander get? Like jail officer?
Jail
officer?
Correctional officer or something. Yeah, jail officer.
Yeah.
A gelato maker.
Yeah, Willow doesn't get a thing back, but Buffy gets policewoman.
Yeah.
Which I think is a... honorable profession.
Law enforcement.
Yeah. Giles has been indexing the Watcher Diaries. Because that's fun to do, I guess. But Buffy tells him about the vamp thing.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like, well, did you find out what he was stealing? Or have I gone back in time?
Then Buffy's like, no, you're right here. He's like, sorry, my machine is malfunctioning. Good. But yeah, Spike shows Drusilla the thing that was stolen from the
Oh, field. Yeah, and he decides to call the Order of Spartacus or something.
Order of Taraka.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that sounds like something spicy.
Yeah.
Like, it's Taraka.
Yeah, it does sound like a seasoning, like a herb that you would put in like a curry or something.
Yeah. But it's like, what do they steal from the tomb? It's like a cross, like the cross. It's like a decipher. It's like a decoder ring thing.
Yeah, helps nerdy bookish lackey.
Yeah,
decipher the pseudo language that the thing he's trying to read is in.
Spike's like, oh, I got the cross, love. He's like, oh, Spike.
Yeah. Oh, well done, Spike.
Yeah, put it in me, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a default joke, Spike, but it makes everyone happy. Give me the cross. It's like, oh, I don't know if it'll all fit. She's like, I'll make it fit. I'll yawn and do it then. Oh, God, but yeah, he brings in the Order of Taraka to kill the Slayer.
Yeah, the guy, the two assassins that we meet both made me laugh. The guy getting off, like the tough guy getting off the bus.
Yeah.
His face was just like, he might as well have just been saying, grr, I'm assassin. Ooh, I'm going to kill you.
Do you know what I liked is that some of them were like just human. I liked that it was just a thing. Yeah. You know, I liked the idea.
Mute police officers with, with guns.
But yeah, the guy, the guy, the biker guy. Ooh, he goes to the ice rink where Buffy's skating.
Let's not forget Norman Pfister.
Norman Pfister, who's that?
The salesman guy who turns into maggots.
What a fucking name, that's amazing.
There's no way they named him that without knowing.
Yeah, he shows up at some woman's house, like, would you like some freakers, Monix? And she's like, yeah, come in. And he turns into them and hear a scream.
Yeah. And do you know what's funny? What? We never see how him being able to turn into a pile of maggots helps him kill people. As far as we know, he just stabbed her and then turned into maggots.
That's such a good point. I never thought of that.
Like, he can chase people kind of slowly and inefficiently through closed doors.
Yeah.
As long as they don't take measures to repel him. But apart from that, it's just, it doesn't seem to benefit him in any way.
Oh, God, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's a hindrance, really.
Wins the bounty hunting race, I guess. But yeah, the ice skating rink, fucking the Taraka guy tries to kill Buffy.
Yeah, launch in, but then we see someone who at this point we think is another one of the assassins watching.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what's really weird? Is in this episode, this bit where she kills the guy, it was always edited out on BBC Two. So I only ever saw her fly towards him and then him fall on the ice. So I never knew what actually happened to him.
Oh, we just get the little swing kick of her ice skate.
Yeah, and then you saw him fall. But and like, no now blood. I finally saw her like proper like slit his throat with her blade and him run like flailing forward. And I was like, oh. So yeah, fucking a woman is watching. A woman has arrived on the scene.
Yeah, she was hidden in a plane's cargo hold. Like,
And then she sees Buffy kissing Vamped Out Angel because he's there too. And she's like, oh, this isn't good.
Oh, no. Yeah, she must be a vampire. Yeah. So I'm a slayer and therefore I must kill her. Yeah. And that guy, except I'm just going to lock him in a cage and leave him.
Yeah. I'm Kendra, the inefficient slayer.
Yes. Who tells people her identity straight away.
Yeah. What happens next?
The assassins won't stop coming until the job is done. You won't know who they are. That concept is quite scary.
Yeah, that's what I like.
They could be anyone.
Yeah, it could be your mother, Buffy.
Ooh.
You need to go and kill her right now. Kill her, then take a Polaroid photo, post it to me, and it'll take a couple of days, and then...
I could just give it to you at school. No.
No paper trail. So put on a costume when you go to the post office.
No paper trail, therefore post it.
Yeah. Put on a disguise and some sunglasses, go to the post office, say your name is Lawrence Buhevenline, and then put an international stamp on it so it goes through England and then back to me. And then when it arrives, leave me alone for at least 3 days. Make sure you give me some Vaseline first. And then, and then come back and then take the photo off of me. Make sure you destroy the photo. But take another Polaroid of that photo just so you got a backup and destroy the original photo. Do you understand, Buffy? She's like, wait, hold on. Go back to the beginning.
Wait, can you spell what I need to say my name is? I got Lawrence. Buffy. Oh, Willow has met Scott, whose name isn't Scott, but I can't remember what his name actually is in this.
Oz.
Oz.
Yeah, Oz. Yeah. Can't remember what his actual name is in it, but that's like his name's Oz. But it's for something.
Osmond.
I think his name is something Osborne.
So Oswald.
Oswald
Cobblepot. We see Angel arrive at a bar.
Yeah, Willie's.
Willie's.
It's like, hey, Angel.
Blah, blah, welcome blah. To Willie's.
I'm from New Jersey. Jersey.
New Jersey.
I can't do accents.
Can I get you a Willie? This is Willie's.
I put my Willie in every glass. But he's like, who sent you? The order, I mean. And Willie's like, Spike.
How is he privy to Angel's plans?
He's not. He's privy to Spike's plans.
That's what I mean.
Oh, because Willie's like he's in this show a lot. He's like the underground guy.
Yeah.
So he knows. He's like the dodgy. Like
Willie, he just knows everything.
Yeah, because he's always
tells him stuff.
Yeah, because his bar is for demons and vampires and stuff.
Yeah,
there's like a no fighting, no killing policy in the bar.
Mm.
Which Angel breaks is bad boy.
Mm.
And then Kendra, we don't know her name yet, shows up. She's like, I can't do her accent. A vampire. She has a most like her accent's not as bad as I remember, but it's not good either.
Mm.
It's like a made up like Caribbean accent.
Yeah.
But she beats Angel up, puts him in a cage. She's like, this sunlight gonna come through that window there in about 5 hours. And he's like, where are you from? She's like, shh. And then she leaves him, and I'm like, you should have just stayed to him.
Yeah.
To put a pencil in him. Back in the library, Jazz and Willow had done an all-nighter, and Willow's mum is not concerned at all. and Jazz has discovered the ritual they need to decode the thing. He's like, he discovers what the ritual is that Spike's going to do, and it's to restore a weak vampire. Willow's like,
Yeah, that was it. He's trying to restore, Spike's trying to restore Drusilla.
Yeah, it's like, oh no.
Oh no, we don't want a strong Drusilla.
We don't want a strong Drusilla.
Think of the things she'll claim to have invented.
Yes, like coffee and I was gonna make a joke then, but it's like too much of a reference joke. And I feel cheap doing it.
Oh, then don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The moment's gone.
Oosh.
She invented post-its, there I said it. Oh god. Our listeners will get it.
Okay. I don't, but I have faith that you will.
Anyway, what happens? So Xandra and Cordy drive to Buffy's. Yeah, because Buffy didn't go home that night. She went to stay at Angel's. So yeah. Like, where's Buffy? Where's Buffy? Where's Buffy? Did you see her? And then they go to her house and then fucking Bug Guy shows up.
Yeah, Norman Fister arrives and meets Cordelia.
He's like, would you be interested in some free samples? She's like, did you say friend?
Did you say fisting?
Did you say a sample of fisting? Fisting samples.
Isn't that just a finger?
He's like, technically yes, but I rub it in lipstick first. She's like, what color? He's like, frosted cherry. She's like, come in. Come in and bring your digits with you. Hello, back at Angel's, fucking Buffy sleeping all like a sleepy person. And then fucking an axe almost comes down on her head. And it's Kendra, and they're fighting. And then Buffy's like, wait, who are you? And then she's like, I'm Kendra, the vampire slayer. And Buffy's like, bum, bum, bum.
My God.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode.
That is the end of the episode. There's a part two to this episode coming up next week.
Yeah.
Right here on Poorly Read.
Yes. So fucking come back then. Or don't. And leave it a mystery.
Should just end the episode. Yeah.